graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up on the show, we're going to be joined by David Ditch. He's a policy analyst specializing in budget and transportation policy in the Grover Hermann Center at the Federal Budget at the Heritage Foundation. Congress is writing essentially a blank check for big government, for socialist tax and spend, the current spree in our nation's capital. We're going to find out about this bill, and we're going to find out once and for all what Medicare and American farmers and sequesters have in common. I don't quite understand this. I need a clarification. We're going to go to an expert. David Ditch will join us in just a couple of minutes. So stay with us. We got a lot to do. On the other side of glass, it's Gentleman Jim Dallas. Andrew Paul is our vice president. And Grand Poobah at Battleborne Radio. Yeah, yeah. And my name is Kevin Wall. I'll be with you until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, it's Wayne Allen Root. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Will 2022 see the end of Roe versus Wade in the United States? Hundreds of thousands of pro-life demonstrators who showed up in cold weather in Washington today are hoping that's the case. Louisiana Congresswoman Julia Letlow says change is coming.
As we stand one step closer to saving the unborn, I encourage you, keep marching, keep advocating, keep praying, keep fighting, because ultimately, we will prevail.
The March for Life, for decades an annual rally to support life in the womb, was held as the Supreme Court has indicated it will allow states to impose tighter restrictions on abortion, with a ruling in the coming months. President Biden's job approval rating slips following his extended press conference this week. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 41% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Biden's job performance, 58% disapprove. The latest figures include 20% who strongly approve of the job Mr. Biden is doing and 47% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval index rating of negative 27. At this point in his presidency, former President Trump had a 45% approval rating, 4% higher than President Biden. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Top U.S. and Russian diplomats agreed to keep talking in the standoff over Ukraine, even though their meeting produced no movement in the crisis that has seen Moscow mass tens of thousands of troops at the border and the West ramp up supplies of weapons to Kiev. With fears of an invasion of Ukraine running high and seemingly intractable demands, Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met for about 90 minutes in Geneva at what the Americans said was a critical moment. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 450 points, the NASDAQ dropped 385, the S&P lower by 84. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Messy mortgages are the thing of the past. Let GFL Capital educate you through the loan process and target to close your loan in 14 days or less. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com for your free mortgage analysis. Reduce your rate and term, pay off high interest debt, or use your equity to complete your dream remodel. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com to find out more about our loans with no closing costs. You can also defer your mortgage payment for up to 2 months, no penalties. Call GFL Capital at 5292-444. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada. License NV4265, NMLS 64367.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. University of Nevada, Reno President and former Governor Brian Sandoval is defending his decision to begin the spring semester with mostly in-person classes this week, after a group of faculty members called for a two-week classroom closure in face of the unprecedented growth in COVID-19 cases. Sandoval said roughly 90% of the students are vaccinated against COVID-19, a vaccination rate that is about 26% higher than the vaccination rate in Washoe County. He said 98% of the faculty and staff are vaccinated. Throughout the state, 52% of individuals are fully vaccinated. Well, local health officials say it's too early to tell if Clark County's COVID-19 surge has peaked, but Clark County's COVID-19 test positivity rate is slowing down. The county's 14-day rolling rate is now at 38.2%. That's up just 0.2%. Using the CDC 70 average, Clark County's rate dipped from earlier in the week when it topped at 43% on Monday. And as we say, Nevada's test positivity rate is up just slightly at 35.4%.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Not too bad on the 95 or the 15 and the 215 right now, but lane restrictions on the 515 both directions between Main and Eastern. And Eastern Avenue is closed there at the freeway interchange as that demolition work continues. It should reopen by Wednesday.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is so incredibly bizarre. You all know what happened Wednesday night. The Biden social agenda, the big spending agenda of Joe Biden was thwarted by the United States Senate, by Joe Manchin, by Kyrsten Sinema, and all of the Republicans. Well, now Congress has unveiled a new proposal, the so-called Protecting Medicare and American Farmers from Sequester Cuts Act. And the bill is a blank check, literally a blank check, that would make it easier to enact President Biden's radical tax and spending agenda. Joining us now is David Ditch. He is a fiscal policy analyst with the Heritage Foundation. He joins us late on a Friday. David, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate your being on.
Happy to be here, although I'm afraid I'm a bearer of bad news.
Oh, no. And it is?
So, the bad news is, unfortunately, completely, you would have to dig really far into the weeds to find it in the news, but Congress already passed this stuff.
No.
They did.
Explain to me what Medicare and American farmers and sequester cuts, what that all has to do with, what do they have in common? I don't see it.
Oh, my gosh. So, it's important for us to understand what Congress did. While we were all busy with holiday preparations and shopping and making sure that the packages were on the way or how long they were going to be delayed, Congress decided that they were going to do their utmost to make sure that the national debt keeps increasing as fast as they can increase it. So one of the very few rules that we have to try to prevent the debt from going through the roof is called PAYGO. And it's a mechanism whereby if Congress lets the debt increase, then there would be automatic cuts to something called sequestration to a variety of programs that would offset some of that new debt. And what Congress did is they said, oh, well, we don't like these cuts, so we're just going to make them go away and just let the debt increase unchecked.
And that's what we've got now?
That's what we've got now. But that's only part of the bargain, because on the one hand they said, okay, we're going to make sure that no spending ever gets cut, pretty much ever anywhere. But then they also said, we're going to increase the debt limit by $2.5 trillion with a T dollars. And to put that into perspective, that's over $19,000 in new debt for every household in America.
That is incredible. Was it really a blank check? Was it really similar to a blank check where you just get to fill in the number as it goes up?
It was initially a blank check, and then what it did is it allowed for the Senate to pass that $2.5 trillion increase with a bare majority. Essentially, it was a get-out-of-filibuster-free card. Handed for that, it was a carve out for that one specific issue.
Again, joining us, David Ditch, fiscal policy analyst for the Heritage Foundation. Was this a party line vote, or was this a bipartisan effort?
So it's two different votes. So the first vote, the vote to prevent the spending increases and the vote for the initial blank check, that had bipartisan support. There were a handful of Republican senators supporting it. The second bill that actually raised the debt ceiling by $2.5 trillion, that was a party line vote.
I hate it. And by the way, what does it turn out that farmers and Medicare has in common? Is there any common denominator here that I missed?
Well, the common denominator is that some spending in some of those areas was vulnerable to the cuts that they then brushed away. The interesting thing is that we actually, under President Obama, had some of those Medicare savings measures in place, and absolutely no one noticed them because the spending is, the reduction is so minuscule, it doesn't even match the amount of increase that Medicare spending goes up every single year. It just ratcheted that down a tiny amount.
Man, that is, and this was essentially a bipartisan vote then.
That one was a bipartisan vote.
That is incredible. Do they do this often, where they essentially say, you know, we're not really monitoring, we're not doing oversight on any of this stuff. We'll just sign it and pass it and go.
Here's a great example. So if you listen to the left, they will talk about how horrible the 2017 tax cut bill was. They'll say it was fiscally irresponsible, even though it led to really good economic boom that lasted right up until COVID hit us over the head. What Democrats did after the tax cut passed was a similar vote to say that we're not going to have any spending cuts that would be triggered by any potential deficit increases. Now, to my mind, I think we could have paired those tax cuts with getting rid of some of the insane amount of wasteful spending and pork and corruption that we have here in Washington, D.C., but Democrats decided we don't want to go through that exercise. We'll just avoid it altogether. If they actually cared about deficits and the national debt at all, that would have been a prime opportunity. But it doesn't matter who's in charge. They want to do everything possible to make sure that Uncle Sam keeps doling out payola to everyone.
David, let me just ask you, as a guy that deals with this every day, I mean, you in your work, you deal with this every day. Is it discouraging when you see stuff like this and you say, you know, it can't get any worse than what we've been doing, and then you see something that's actually worse? Does that bother you at all?
It bothers me. I mean, there's a reason why. I mean, frankly, I've dedicated my life to this work. I know it's a long-term fight. And the thing that heartens me is when I actually get to talk to people about it, because you don't hear about this stuff in the news almost ever unless you're, like, looking for it. When people hear about it, they get upset. They want to take action. The last time this issue was really a centerpiece of the national conversation was back in 2009, 2010, we had the Tea Party movement that really transformed the way things were going in Washington for a couple years. Unfortunately, we need something similar again today.
Yeah, we've had the pay-fors, we've had lockboxes, we've had all kinds of things down through the years, but they keep inventing new ways to screw us over, and it drives me absolutely nuts. David, if folks want to know more about what you guys are up to at the Heritage Foundation and your piece of this, where can they go?
You can find all my research at heritage.org and follow me on Twitter at David A. Ditch.
Very good. David, thank you very much. Thanks for staying late on a Friday for me. I really appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon, I promise.
Thank you very much.
David Ditch, fiscal policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation. Look what they're doing. And they're doing this essentially under cover of darkness. I absolutely hate it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint smart home security system and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, InspireSolarSolutions.com.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. It's not nice, but I told you so. In February, I was saying that abundant, reliable, inexpensive energy was a cornerstone of the booming pre-COVID Trump economy, and that the Biden administration attack on the oil and gas industry would inevitably result in bringing that economic boom to a screeching halt. Reduced supply of anything always results in higher prices. But higher energy costs move through the economy like a tidal wave, causing price increases in everything, beginning with the price of gasoline for your car and gradually affecting even the price of groceries. Tractors burn fuel to raise crops. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com.
I'm Fred Simon, MD. By now it is obvious, COVID is not going to be permitted to go away. The vaccine is now largely ineffective because the virus has mutated. So big pharma and big government are going to require that we be subjected to an endless series of COVID injections. And through the collusion of big tech censorship, these lawless people are hiding the vaccine death and damage statistics. Our healthcare system is literally imploding. Nurses, doctors, and long-term workers are forced to leave their jobs rather than take a dangerous experimental cocktail. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I am the only person in this Nevada governor's race that has the background in medicine and business to strategically free us from the orchestrated COVID nightmare. I want what you want, family safe, and an open road for doctors in our state to treat patients. Join me, Fred Simon, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're still getting reaction to that absolutely horrible, horrible press conference on Wednesday with President Biden And it was really horrendous. It was too long. It was 2 hours, and it was clear towards the end that he was slipping, that he just wasn't right for going that long. Cognitive skills being what they are, and even as late as last night, folks like Kevin McCarthy were reacting. Kevin McCarthy, by the way, is a minority leader in the House of Representatives. This is cut three. This was his reaction to the Biden presser, especially when it comes to foreign policy blunders, of which there were more than a few. Here it is.
I was most concerned about not just the president continuing to blame everybody else, but I cannot imagine, based upon the president's own decisions on what he did in Afghanistan, to look the American public in the eye and, I quote, "I make no apologies for what I did." For what he did. He promised the American people he would not leave till all Americans were out. He closed Bagram first, let the prisoners out, and now we have 13 Gold Star families. They deserve an apology. The president said on Ukraine, a minor incursion. If you read the tweet today, the president of Ukraine, "We want to remind the great powers that there are no minor incursions in small nations, just as there are no minor casualties and a little grief from the loss of loved ones." It's a one-year anniversary of the Democrats' control. It's also the 100th anniversary of the Soviet Union creation, with Putin wanting to put all the pieces back together again. Looking to the leader of the world with 2 hours offering the opportunity to go to Ukraine. Never in my life did I believe a president of the United States would say that.
Okay. Now, in addition to Kevin McCarthy, there was Mitch McConnell. And Mitch McConnell essentially answered a Biden question from the news conference. And the question was, essentially, what are you for? This is cut number four. And this to me, you know, will he work with Biden on a scaled back, build back, broke bill? That was the offer that was made by President Biden. But let's go to cut four, because this is Mitch McConnell. Will he work with Biden on a scaled down, build back, broke deal that essentially will not work? I don't think. But this was the reaction to Mitch McConnell with Bret Baier.
Well, let's just get specific. He said we want to break up Build Back Better. And you heard Speaker Pelosi saying, well, there's reconciliation rules and you really can't do that with this big bill. Can anything pass a piece of the Build Back Better legislation?
Look, I don't think the American people are clamoring for any pieces of Build Back Better. They want us to tackle on the problems that they're concerned about. Inflation at the top of the list. A wide open border. We've already discussed the threat against Ukraine. Those are the things the American people are thinking about. The president needs to sync up his plans with things that people are interested in. They've been off on this toot over voting rights, for example. Well, 94% of the American people think it's easy to vote right now. We had a record turnout last year, the highest turnout since 1900, 120 years ago. Nobody's being discriminated against in voting. The Voting Rights Act is still intact, passed in 1965. I actually was there to witness it as a young intern here on Capitol Hill. They're making this up. Why are they doing it? They want a federal takeover of how every election in America is conducted. That is not how this country has been run for over 200 years. It's not what the American people are interested in having them do, but since 94% of them already think it's easy to vote.
Senator, one of the things the president said, well, he pushed back on the characterization that he's a socialist, and he said he's not Bernie Sanders, but he likes him. But you've known Joe Biden as a senator, a dear friend, you've said numerous times, for many, many years. Is the same Joe Biden in the White House that you've known for many years?
Well, it's really kind of irrelevant. I mean, you deserve a label based upon what you're advocating. And